Saviors of Islam, Saviors of Islam, Saviors of Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madini channel, I welcome you back to our program, The Saviors of Islam. Now, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, previously on our program, we have been listening about great companions such as Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We have been listening about the Ahlul Bayt al-Adhar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum. My dear Islamic brothers, we have been listening about the fada'il of this blessed month of Muharram. And similarly, the title being the Saviors of Islam, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, today, inshallah, we shall be also listening about somebody especially brilliant, somebody, an individual who's considered a master in many different sciences, and also a great commander, a great soldier, a great representative, and at the same time, one of the greatest of the Khulafa of Islam, one of the greatest leaders of Islam. I'm not going to give you his name now, but inshallah, Azza wa Jal, stick with us, and you shall learn about who this individual is. Let's begin, as always, by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله سبحان الله ما شاء الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the program is The Saviors of Islam. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you know, meto panjatan ka ghulam. What does that mean? That I am the servant, I am the slave of the great five individuals. Which individuals, Harun bhai, inshallah, which individual we shall be discussing about today, inshallah, Harun bhai shall introduce us to. Now, at the beginning, Harun bhai shared with me something. He said to me that today I'm going to be starting. But Islamic brothers, let's listen to what Harun bhai has to say about one of the greatest individuals in the whole of history. Harun bhai, please start us off.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. There are some unbelievers, and they're gathered, and a beggar comes up to them, and he says, "Can you give me something?" And a short distance away, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is there.
Subhanallah.
And these unbelievers, in a mocking, in a joking fashion, they say to the beggar, "Why don't you go and ask Ali?" And they think that Hazrat Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem is poor. He's Allah, not going to be able to give this beggar anything. In fact, he's going to be embarrassed. So they try to embarrass him and they send over the beggar. The beggar comes to him. He approaches Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he begs for something. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, hold out your hand. So he holds out his hand.
Allah, Allah.
Clench your fist. He clenches his fist. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala recites through the Pak 10 times. And he blows onto the fist. Now, at this point, the unbelievers are watching. And they're laughing. They're thinking, what is that going to achieve?
Allah.
Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, now go back to them. When you get there, open your fist. He travels back. The unbelievers are there. He goes and holds out his hand. And they're still laughing. They're thinking, well, all he's done is he's blown on it. Allah, what is that going to achieve? He opens his hand. Allahu Akbar. And there are dinars in his hand. The unbelievers are amazed by this. In fact, the scholars write that having seen this great saintly miracle, this karamat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, they all embraced Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. One of the Harumbai.
It gives you a glimpse of the amazing hasti that we're going to talk about today.
Harumbai, he's, subhanallah, do not, this is something not that beautiful. It's one of the miracles of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But also it's a miracle of the Durood Sharif itself. A miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Now, how I would like to begin this off is by addressing the audience. That my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madin channel, there is something you need to understand. We are the servants of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our creed is that of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We must understand that whoever we love them only due to their nisbah to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it's Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, the immense love, alhamdulillah, which we possess for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is only due to the link he possesses to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Usman ibn Affan, and similarly, yes, today's topic, Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahul kareem. Why do we love him? We love him due to his link to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the second thing is that yes, we are part of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we follow the middle path. Meaning, whenever it comes to love, yes, we love that individual so much. You know, we love Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu. I would give my life for Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu. To be honest, it's something which is easy to say. You know, it's easy for me to say here, no, I can give my life for Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu. Now, I'm sure many of us would be able to say that. But my dear Islamic brothers, what's important is when it comes to love, there are limits. Yes, we love Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu, but we do not fall prey to linking or granting Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu such attributes which are linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love him, but we do not call him God. We love him, but we do not call him the son of God. We love Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu, but we do not call him a prophet, but rather a servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather a friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A relative of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "The Aliyun minni wa ana min Ali."
Subhanallah.
Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu, he's from me, and I am from Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu, and he doesn't stop there. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, to find out more, continue, stay with us, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and let's listen to what our mubaligs have to say. Firstly, I would like to thank our mubaligs for joining us today. Tawfiq bhai, Hazrat Ali, karamallahu wajhahul kareem. Firstly, you know, you can start wherever you wish, Tawfiq bhai.
I want to start off with just looking at the titles and the Al-Qabat, the way we say in Arabic,
the,
the names of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born in the beautiful city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Subhanallah. His mother, his blessed mother, gave him the name of his father, which was Hadr. And whereas his father named him Ali. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam granted him the title of Asadullah, the Lion of Allah. Subhanallah. And other than this, many other titles that he possesses.
But that's a title which stands out. The Lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, what does a lion denote upon?
Allah.
One of immense courage, you know, ferocity, one of, you know, great power. But these Islamic brothers, this was Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When it came to protecting the religion of Islam, then his strength, the patience of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And also at the same time, there's one thing we need to understand about these individuals, is that yes, they are very strong, but then they have that you know, sense of softness inside them. Yes, Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu, he wouldn't deal with people, you know, formidably. He wouldn't oppress anybody. There's one thing to have strength, and then another thing to possess a softness too. Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu had both. He would be so kind to the people. He would protect the people. He would protect the people who were oppressed, and he would help them at all costs. My dear Islamic brothers, what else, Harun Bhai? Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu. So his name, Ali, who is the son of Abu Talib, and also goes back to Abu Talib, is the son of Abdul Muttalib radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, Hazrat Ali is a cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Which other titles does he have?
SubhanAllah. As far as titles are concerned, Alhamdulillah, Tafiq Bhai mentioned a few. And the titles are so amazing that Shabazz Bhai, you know, when one just says them, Allahu Akbar, it kind of gives you that heartwarming feeling. Hadr-e Karrar.
Allah.
Then Shere Khuda.
Hadr also means lion, I think.
Lion.
Yeah. Karrar, SubhanAllah. Karrar means the one who repetitively attacks. It was said about Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he possessed such courage that whenever he was in battle, then he would attack, but he wouldn't stop there. He would return and, you know, immediately attack again. He would intermittently and continuously attack the enemy. SubhanAllah.
Ali al-Murtada.
Ali al-Murtada, the chosen one.
SubhanAllah.
And then Mawlai Mushkil Kusha. Again, you know, each one of them, when you look at the you know, the name and its meaning, and then you look at the zat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, you think, SubhanAllah.
Yeah, every title is unique.
Allah.
Yeah, but this title of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Turab. This is amazing, especially the background to it. You know, because this title was directly given by the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is reported on the authority of Sayyiduna Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that one day Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to Sayyiduna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and then came to the masjid and was resting over there. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam later came to the home and asked Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha about the whereabouts of Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And she replied that he has gone to the masjid.
Allah.
SubhanAllah. Abu Makki Madani Mustafa, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, went to the masjid and found the back of Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem covered with dust due to, you know, consistently turning around, you know, on the floor whilst he was resting. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, SubhanAllah, this just shows you how much love our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam showed to Sayyidina Ali. SubhanAllah. Our Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started removing the dust from his back and said the following words twice. Qum Aba Turab. Qum Aba Turab. O Abu Turab, wake up. Yeah, O Abu Turab, wake up, SubhanAllah. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had other words, other ways of, you know, why he liked the people call him. But when he heard this word, you know, Abu Turab, he preferred to be known as this.
SubhanAllah, it's mentioned the same Rabi who narrates the hadith. He says that whenever Hazrat Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu would be called by this, Abu Turab, rather than Ali, fadahika, he would always smile. And he wouldn't stop there. He would express himself. He would say, that wallahi ma kana li aliyin ismun ahabba ilayhi minhu. That just because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him that name, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he would not wish to be called anything more than Abu Turab. SubhanAllah. This is their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I think one of the purposes why we are sitting here speaking is in fact what to install love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hearts of one thing ourselves. You see, do you know when you love something, then you talk about that thing more. Generally, whenever somebody loves something, even whatever it is, you see that, you know, you can tell about the passion of a person when he's talking about that individual or when he's talking about that thing. Ji Harun Bhai,
what I was going to say is this, that there is the creation, and they have an affection towards the best of creation, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we see that all the time. But these hastis, you know, when we're talking about Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, It's amazing because Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on many, many occasions expressed their love for these hastis, you know, their deep affection towards Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And now that's what makes it even more amazing. You know, the whole world loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed their emotions for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the Sahaba Ikram, it's truly special.
SubhanAllah. Here, I want to take it a bit further. We have just heard about the shan of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the words of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the Quran, Allah Almighty describes the shan and the rank of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is mentioned that the translation from the magnificent Kanzul Iman of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Surah Baqarah verse 274. Those who give their money in charity in night and day,
Allah,
secretly and openly, they have their reward with their Rabb. They neither have any fear nor sorrow. Here, regarding this verse, a great commentator, Sadrul Afadil Alama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, may Allah have mercy upon him, he says that according to one of the verdicts, this verse was revealed in the favor of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu possessed only 4 silver coins for dirham and nothing else for donating in charity.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu donated all 4 coins in charity. 1 coin at night, 1 during the day, 1 secretly, and 1 openly.
Subhanallah. Allah.
Subhanallah. This actually is, you know, opens another topic. How generous and the generosity of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
You see, Tawfiq, our topic is about Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but it's vast.
It's vast.
You know, there's a whole life of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's many different elements, there's many different perspectives from which we can take a look at the life of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But unfortunately, there's not much time, Tawfiq, by. So, subhanallah, there is a...
Whilst we talk about generosity, just a little point here, that, you know, when we study the life of these personalities, we see that beautiful attribute in them, that not that they just give in the way of Allah and they give a lot, but also they give it for the pleasure of Allah. You know, even today, if we, first of all, we very rare that we give in charity, and the amounts are very low. But if we do give, you know, we want the whole world to know about them. Yeah, but these people...
We want it to be announced in the masjid.
Allahu Akbar. We want this to be announced in the masjid. We want the Imam Sahib to announce it. You know, when making dua, you know, this person has given X amount of pounds in the way of Allah. You know, and we want the whole world to know this. But these personalities don't have that thing. They want to give it for the pleasure of Allah. And in the commentaries here, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave at different occasions. Because we don't know at which part of the day or night, or if I give in the secrecy or openly, will be accepting the court of Allah.
Allah.
Yeah, the maqsad behind it is to please Allah Almighty. And this is something that we should take upon as well. Not just charity, but whatever we do in life, we should do it, you know, for the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. There's a lot of generosity, especially the generosity of Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu
anhu. Tawfiq Bhai said was really the essence of it. Some we give, or our mindset is to give and for others to know, we do it to please the world. And for these amazing hastis, it was just the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the closeness that they had to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be seen from this beautiful hadith of Baqarah in the rest of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established brotherhood amongst the blessed companions in Madinatul Munawwarah. And they paired him up, and Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu starts to cry. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, and they ask it, Ali, why are you crying? And he says, well, everybody has brothers, has a Rafiq, and I have nobody. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you are my brother in this
Allah.
World and the hereafter.
Subhanallah. Allah.
How beautiful is that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation, saying, Ali, don't cry, you are my brother in this world and the hereafter.
Allah. It is mentioned, you know, even when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had buried the beloved mother of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Now the Prophet ﷺ had himself lowered her into the grave. Allah. The Prophet ﷺ himself placed his qamis, his shirt, you can say, in the blessed grave of his mother. And then the Prophet ﷺ had laid down in that same grave and he did du'a for her. Allah. And he did du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, ighfir. Oh Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please forgive ummi. The Prophet says about the mother of Hazrat Ali radhiallahu anhu that she is my mother. He says Fatima bint Asad, and this was the name of the mother of Hazrat Ali radhiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Wa wasi' madkhalaha bihaqqi nabiyyika, and then for the sake of your Prophet Ya Allah, for the sake of all the prophets Ya Allah, then please extend her grave, make her grave spacious. Fa innaka arhamar rahimin. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are arhamar rahimin, you are the most merciful even from amongst anybody else who is merciful. Ya Allah, nothing can match your mercy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing dua for them. And it has also been said that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam comes down. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that inna Jibril akhbarani an rabbi annaha min ahli al-jannah.
Allah,
that she is from the individuals of Jannah. Wa akhbarani Jibril anna Allah ta'ala amara 70,000 min al-malaika yusalluna 'alayha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered 70,000 angels to pray for her, for her forgiveness, Allah, and to pray sin durood upon her. This was the mother of Hazrat Ali radhiallahu anhuma. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with both of them. My dear sons and brothers, the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had possessed for the mother. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "Hiya ummi ba'da ummi."
Allah.
She is my mother after my mother, meaning she is my second mother. My dear sons and brothers and viewers of Madini Channel, the program is The Saviors of Islam. For those who may have just joined us or are not aware, today our topic is about Hazrat Ali radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. Join us again for the saviors of Islam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Saviors of Islam. Saviors of Islam. Saviors of Islam.